important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all RDJs are genetically modified to bring you best music. For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all RDJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Hello, I'm DJ Firefly. It's time for Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Starting off today with Motion Worker and the tune Shout Chorus from the recent release Boombox.
DePose from The Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage.
The airwaves are just magical. They go everywhere to the furthest reaches of planet Earth. Welcome to Cruising the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. This is episode number 93. And on today's show, a 1935 12-string blues offering from a man whose real name was Huddy Ledbetter. Plus, Doris Day sings Gershwin. We'll head into the late 1980s for a real cool band out of Chicago with a cool look and style. Not really a hair band, but they were well-dressed, and they begged the question, just how much is Z-nuff of this band? And a special visit from over 10-time Grammy nominee Brandi Clark, joining us for a live acoustic exclusive. Cruising the Decades is over 100 years of music, and let's begin more than a century ago in 1919, right at the onset of Prohibition in America, when all alcoholic beverages were outlawed. Prohibition ran from 1919 to December of 1933. And this is a anti-prohibition song and rather humorous. It's by Edward Meeker. This one is called Every Day Will Be Sunday When the World Goes Dry on Cruisin' the Decades.
John Barley corn must go. He must fly off, we don't crow, and the other friends we know. Old John has been champion for years beyond a doubt, but now it looks as if they'll count him out. Soon closing sense and we'll be out of date. Yeah, when prohibition comes, they get the gate. Goodbye, Hunter. So long, Scott. Farewell, hey, and hey. Oh, my darling old frappe, they will soon take you away. At the table, those with lolas, they will serve us Coca-Cola. No more saying, let me buy. No more coming through the rise. Old Manhattan and Martini have received a big subpoena. Every day'll be Sunday when the town goes dry. When the town goes dry, a woman can't drive you to drink. If he does just stop and think, he will drive you to the sink. Rich old men and women who have champagne on the brain will have us with the accent on the pain. When prohibition knocks upon our door, yes, old Mr. Bromo Seltzer will be sore. Goodbye, Hunter. So long, Scott. Farewell, hey, and hey. Oh, my little glass of brew, they are handing it to you. you see the slackers flirting with the cheese and crackers. No more saying, just one more. No all-night cap, no side door. Then the hat you wear on Sunday won't be too small for you Monday. Every day'll be Sunday when the town goes dry. Can you picture some big husky with a pick and spade when it's 90 in the shade drinking warm red lemonade, huh? Many fallen tosses will enlist and join the ranks. Then every army will be full of tanks. Then rubbers and umbrellas won't be high. No, they won't be needed when the town is dry. Goodbye, hunter. So long, Scott. Farewell, hey and hey. Oh, my little floating fears, you are going out of fear. Every little Broadway daughter will be sipping soda water. No more saying, build a pail. No more feet up on the rail. You can bet that we will grieve when we have the trousers feeble. Every day'll be Sunday when the town goes dry.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Couldn't help it any more than you could or I could. Beth couldn't help it, though she tried to be good. Oh, so good. She was pretty as the heavens above. Oh, boy, how that girl could love. Bessie had affection, and that was simply wonderful. Beth couldn't help it any more than you could or I could. But when she smiled, you were bound to fall, that's all. A boy kissed Bessie in a taxi one night. Why, oh, why did she yell with delight? Bess couldn't help it any more than you could or I could. Thank you.
Cruising the Decades. The year was 1929. The Jazz Age. That's Bix Beiderbecke with Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra. Hoagy Carmichael wrote that song, Bessie Couldn't Help It. Later done by Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, just a year or two later, in fact. But that's one of those great early entries in the great American songbook. We appreciate all sounds and all genres of music and its glorious history. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. Find out more about our show. Find all of our playlists, and you can listen to every show we've ever done on demand at cruisinthedecades.com. As we continue on into the 1930s, up next is the music of Huddy William Leadbetter, a.k.a. Leadbelly, one of the greatest American folk and blues singers and composers in all of music history. Born in January 1888 in Mooresport, Louisiana, USA. This is Leadbelly playing the 12-string guitar, just his voice and the musical instrument, Packin' Trunk, 1935, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Woman, she didn't want it, but she married him in a hump for the money that he had, and she thought she got every dollar he had, but she was mistaken. But she got him pretty well bent. He sat him with his head hung down. She walked by and she said, "Dad," and said, "What's the matter with you?" He looked out and heard what he said to her. And she's sitting down here wondering with her, a matchbox, oh, my clothes. Sit down, you're wondering with a matchbox, oh, my clothes. Sit down, you're wondering with a matchbox, oh, my clothes. She asked him, said, "Papa, said, what's the matter with you?" "I don't want to be bothered with no suitcase on my road. I don't want to be bothered with no suitcase on my road. I don't want to be bothered with no suitcase on." He said, "I'm going to see my friend and see what would you do when his wife packing up a trunk." "What would you do when your baby packing up a trunk? What would you do when your baby packing up a trunk? What would you do when your baby packing up?" He looked at him and he already told him, "Get you have a gallon of whiskey and get on you a big drum. Get you have a gallon of whiskey and get on you a big drum. Get you have a gallon of whiskey and get on you." Said, "Daughter," said, "go play the piano piece for me, little Pete." Little girl jumped down and come and said, "Play the piano."
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history. From swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
you mean, Joan? My name's Roy.
Well, come here, Roy, and get groovy. You been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
If it's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out, oh, you've got to shout it, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. Oh, you've got to spill it, let me off uptown. Rib joints, juke joints, hip joints. Where could a fella go to top it? If you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall, oh, you've got to call us, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh, Anita. Say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
Pretty significant song in the musical history books and in the popular jazz music history. From 1941, Gene Krupa's orchestra with Roy Eldridge and Anita O'Day on vocals, Let Me Off Uptown. Gene Krupa, a very revered jazz drummer, bandleader, and composer, and he really revolutionized the drummer's role in popular music in general. So that's our 1940s selection. As we do, one song per decade, one decade at a time for over 100 years of music, and all styles and genres are welcome. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades online at cruisinthedecades.com. And now, all over the world, 43 different radio stations broadcast this program and our celebration of the radio airwaves and record collecting and the power of music. Cruisin' the Decades is heard on CKLB Radio, the voice of Denendeh, across Canada's Northwest Territories, way far north in Canada. And on the other side of the climate spectrum, Cruisin' the Decades is heard on Blue Wave Radio, 101.1 FM in Roatan, Bay Islands, Honduras. So you can enjoy this program, warm weather or 25 below zero. It doesn't matter. It's all about music. Cruisin' the Decades is also heard on Indiana Public Radio, the network of WBST-FM and affiliated stations from Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana. Little known fact, they transmit from the Ball State campus in the David Letterman Communication and Media Building. So a number of interesting and great radio stations all carry the mission of music discovery, past, present, and future on Cruisin' the Decades. As we go into the 1950s, this is a Gershwin tune written by George and Ira Gershwin in the 1930s. Doris Day does this rendition of Nice Work If You Can Get It, 1957. On Cruisin' the Decades.
The man who only lives for making money lives a life that isn't necessarily sunny. Likewise, the man who works for fame, there's is no guarantee that time won't erase his name. The fact is, the only work that really brings enjoyment is the kind that is for girl and boy meant. Fall in love, you won't regret it. That's the best work of all if you can get it. Holding hands at midnight, 'neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Tell me how. Ooh, tell me how.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music history. From Akron, Ohio, USA to the world, via high-powered shortwave, Radio Miami International, and the 500-kilowatt blowtorch world band signal of WBCQ, the planet in Monticello, Maine. And heard on the top independent community and music radio stations in the world. Music from the lifelong record collection of Brad Savage, hand-picked song by song. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
To see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. Up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Mm-hmm. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Yeah. Must be the season of the witch. Looking over his shoulder at me,
when I look out my window. What do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. It's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Do rabbits running in the ditch? Oh no. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch. Where'd I go? Where'd I go?
It was the summer before the summer of love. It was August 1966. Scottish singer Donovan Leitch, better known as just simply Donovan, with Season of the Witch. That is from Donovan's third album, Sunshine Superman. I'm Brad Savage, moving now into the 1970s. In fact, we're going to go to the late 70s. It's 1978, Mobile, Alabama. Here's a nice soul and southern rock hybrid. Such a catchy song, kind of a forgotten 70s anthem. This band is Wet Willie. Here's Street Corner Serenade on Cruisin' the Decades.
We'll be right back.
sound of the late 70s with Wet Willie Street Corner Serenade, which reached number 30 on the U.S. Hot 100. It wasn't their biggest song. Their biggest song was in 74, Keep On Smiling, which reached number 10 in the U.S. They had a couple other big songs, Make You Feel Love Again and Weekend in 1979. One song per decade, 100 years of music, a full century in song, and the idea is many styles and sounds. Let's go to the late 80s, and the hair bands and the spandex and the look. Well, this was a big thing, but this band coming out of Chicago, they weren't really a hair band. They were kind of grouped in with the hair band era and marketed as such. But if you listen, there's a lot more like Bowie-esque T-Rex influence, 70s glam, lots of 70s hippie vibes, and a really cool hard rock progressive sound. This band is called Enough's Enough. Now, they are still together. They've had many lineup changes, but there is still a version of Enough's Enough that is touring and active today. But I was in middle school, and I loved this first album, every single song, start to finish. Here we go with Chicago's Enough's Enough. This is Fly High Michelle on Cruisin' the Decades, 1989.
In the morning, still sitting in party.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world. From super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world, this is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music.
It's from 1992. It's by Shelly Ann Orphan. and it's called Burst. It's from their album Hum Roots. Shelly Ann Orphan is a band, a British alt-rock duo. They met in Bournemouth, England in the late 1980s. Caroline Crawley and Jamar Tail. And they named the band after poet Percy Shelley. That is the sound of college radio and the jangle pop era of modern rock just before grunge and Nirvana. Shelly Ann Orphan had three excellent albums across the late 80s and early 90s. It's Cruising the Decades with 100 years of music and a celebration of the power of radio across vast distances to bring listeners together. Cruising the Decades transmits on WRMI, Radio Miami International, shortwave, originating in South Florida. The show is also heard on Channel 292 shortwave out of Rohrbach, Bavaria, Germany, and on the superpowered WBCQ, The Planet, from Maine. As we move now into the 21st century, we're going to pick a song off the first album by the Wood Brothers. Siblings Chris and Oliver Wood, along with Jano Ricks, a great live band that have been touring for nearly 20 years nonstop. They have a bunch of albums. Chris Wood had previously been in Modesky, Martin, and Wood, a jazz group, and comes from kind of that jazz influence. This is a real rootsy and Americana band. This is from 2006 and their first album, Ways Not to Lose. Here's One More Day from the Wood Brothers on Cruising the Decades.
Well, I seen you in a sadness. I seen you when you'd hope to die. I heard you say, well, it's raining all over the world. What did I tell you? What did I say? Just when you think that's gone, give it one more day. And I seen you with your head low, face down on the ground. I heard you say, well, you're lost and you couldn't be found. And what did I tell you? What did I say? Just when your faith is gone, give it one more day. And next thing you're shining right back at the sun, blowing right back at the wind, roaring right back at the ocean. Give it one more day. One more day. Just when you think that's gone, give it one more day. One more day. Just when you
100 years of music,
one song per decade,
an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage.
Music of Sarah Bareilles, 2019, that is Armor, and that is from the album that she worked on with noted producer T-Bone Burnett. It's Cruising the Decades. We go into the 2020s. We'll drop you off at present day with noted songwriter and performer Brandi Clark. Her new self-titled album, Brandi Clark, has been nominated for 5 Grammys at the 66th Grammy Awards. And she worked on this album and co-produced it with the other Brandi from Washington State, Brandi Carlile. Well, this song, Dear Insecurity, is up for Best Americana Performance and Best American Roots Song. And a few months back at the Americana Fest studio sessions, we got this exclusive live recording of Brandi Clark solo with Dear Insecurity. This was recorded at Soundstage Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, during the Americana Fest. Brandi Clark on Cruisin' the Decades.
I'm Brandi Clark, and this is Dear Insecurity. Dear insecurity, oh, we meet again, don't try to flirt with me. You're not really my friend, but you take up half this bed, living rent-free in my head, all insecurity. You show up in my mirror, point out the worst in me. Whisper in my ear that my lips are way too thin, too many miles on my skin. If I can't find a way to get you gone, can we find a way to get along, along, along? You're careless and you're cruel and oh, you're mindless. Maybe you try a little kindness instead of hurting me. All insecurity. Now, where did you come from? Your immaturity is the thing I can't outrun. You're a mean girl, you're a bully, and I hope you're having fun. Is insecurity. You try on all my clothes, it just occurred to me that you may live in my phone. You tell me I don't fit in, you push me close to quitting. If I can't find a way to get you gone, can we find a way? Get along, along, along. You're careless and you're cruel and oh, you're mindless. Maybe you could try a little kindness instead of hurting me. 'Cause insecurity this time feels like love. She's really sure of me. So please don't mess this up. If you cut in on this dance, I may never get another chance. I'll never find a way to get you gone. Wish I could find a way to know you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. You're careless and you're cruel. And oh, you're mindless. Maybe you could try a little kindness instead of hurting me. Why are you hurting me? Insecurity.
A
real, honest, and vulnerable song, especially solo acoustic like that. She's up for 5 Grammy Awards this time around. Brandi Clark on Cruisin' the Decades. That was Dear Insecurity, exclusive live acoustic performance. And join us again next time. We'll do over 100 years of music. Find out more and catch all of our programs at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
BT Pittsburgh. Meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
You know, you really have to hand it to some of these Republicans. They are genius in their depravity. And this story that we start with today is really the epitome of that. A Tennessee city named Murfreesboro, which over the years has come up, you know, you wouldn't think that doing a show about national and international politics, you would end up talking about Murfreesboro, Tennessee too often. But in fact, if you go back into the archives, you find that it has come up time and again on the program because they have a problem. They have a sickness there where these extremist right wing ideologues, usually informed by absolutely unconstitutional fantasies for Christian nationalism, come up with ordinances or movements or ideas that appall and shock anybody who believes in separation of church and state, anybody who believes in just letting people do what they want to do if it's not harming anybody else. And here is where we are today. Murfreesboro, Tennessee, effectively banned being gay in public. And as the New Republic reports, many people missed it and they are now starting to implement the law. Here's what's going on. Again, this is a New Republic article, which we will link to. A city in Tennessee is using a recently passed ordinance essentially prohibiting homosexuality in public to try to ban library books that might violate the new rules. So here's how they build this up. Murfreesboro passed an ordinance in June banning, quote, indecent behavior. There's always layers to this. Oh, okay, you can't do indecent behavior in public. What exactly does that mean? Well, it includes, quote, indecent exposure, public indecency, lewd behavior, nudity, or sexual conduct. Now, journalist Aaron Reed first reported about this. It specifically refers to Section 2172 of the city code. The city code states sexual conduct includes flat out homosexuality. Anyone who violates the new ordinance is barred from hosting public events or selling goods and services at public events for 2 years. Anyone who violates the ordinance in the presence of minors is banned for 5 years. Now, what you essentially have here is carte blanche to say the fact that you are walking down the street holding hands as a man with another man or a woman kissing another woman by its very nature, that potentially gets you banned from doing business for 2 years in the city. This also is being used for all sorts of purposes for limiting what books are available. There is, as the article says, an ACLU-backed challenge has already been launched, but it hasn't stopped city officials from implementing the measure. The Rutherford County Steering Committee met to discuss removing all books that might potentially violate the ordinance from the public library. Murfreesboro city officials have already used the ordinance to ban 4 books that merely discuss LGBTQ themes. They also put in place a new library card system that categorizes books into age groups. Children and teenagers will only be allowed to check out books corresponding to their age group and will need a parent or guardian to check out so-called adult books. Now, this is part of a much larger, I guess we would call it an attack on all sorts of content that we are seeing nationally that, quite frankly, is really not very controversial when you're talking